I'm glad to say last night was nothing like the experience we had last year. We had a small amount of water that entered into the waiting room area. It didn't cover all the waiting room area. It never got beyond 1 to 2 centimetres in depth. We all similarly, same amount of water, same level of water, entered in through some of the rear doors and into some of the offices at the back of the emergency department. The main problem last night was that the roads and access into the hospital was inaccessible and impassable because of the flooding on the roads and into car park areas. And you couldn't open the doors without letting more water in. So we had to take the hospital off call for 3 hours while we pumped out the car park area and mopped up the water that had come in. The clinical areas were never affected and we were back up and running by 11 p.m. last night.
Considering what happened last year, considering the amount of money that's been spent since then, should this be happening at all again?
We need to be absolutely clear here that last night's flood was from a different source. The Sprackburn tributary, although it rose very significantly in terms of the water level, it was maintained and the culvert was maintained to drain it at all times. It did not overflow into the hospital. That was a huge success. It showed the ability of the money that's been spent and the measures being put in place so far to cope with significant rainfall and very bizarre weather patterns. And that's without the engineered solution, the overflow culvert, which is currently under construction being completed. Our engineers, external engineers, are now today assessing the source of yesterday's flood, which was from the main road. It was surface water as a result of the rainfall. It was not a river overflowing, and that's why the water was so much less in volume. And looking to see, once we understand what the source of that surface water was, what impact it has on our flood management strategy going forward.
Does this create more of a problem or more of a worry now that floodwaters can come from both sides, left and right?
Well, first of all, it didn't come from left last night.
It did last year.
And what the last night demonstrated was that the measures we have in place have addressed that. I think when we spoke last about this, I said everything that is humanly possible to ensure that there's not a repetition of that Sprackburn overflowing is being done. That's not completed, and yet we actually delivered a secure Sprackburn area, and that's very, very important for me this morning, because had that not been delivered, that would cause a huge worry. That would raise massive questions in terms of everything we've done. It worked, and that was really, really critical. The fact that water came from a different direction needs to be understood more fully, and that's why the experts are looking at that this morning.
Should there be a public inquiry now and to where the hospital was built?
Well, the hospital was built in the 1960s, so I suppose one needs to be clear about the terms of reference for the any inquiry. The issue of public inquiries is not for myself or the hospital management team to address. Our concerns are, first of all, to make sure patient services are maintained, patient safety is maintained, staff safety is maintained, and any lessons that we've learned from last night that we actually address.
Should architects, engineers be held accountable for catastrophes like this last night?
I think that's a broader question. That's again not for me to answer. Obviously, everybody's accountable for their professionalism and what they do.
Is this going to be a case of every time we've got torrential freak weather that the hospital is going to be under threat now from flooding?
Again, I mean, that's a very difficult question to answer, because I think the question is, does freak weather pose a threat for any institution? Yes, it does.